from the world-famous Phil Henry Show Studios at the El Pacifico in Southern California, it's time once again, yes, yet again, it's time for the Phil Henry Show. Every day, unrelenting, day in and day out. It never ends.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to bother you.
How about taking a couple of weeks off, Phil?
Yeah, how about putting something in here, Mr. Henry, like somebody... I don't know, man. It could be a different kind of a guy or something.
Yeah, what about that?
What do you mean a different kind of a guy?
Why not put a show in here, Phil, that... What's
wrong with your throat?
I've got a little bit of laryngitis.
Oh, you had the same cold I had.
Yeah. But why not put a show in here, Phil, that is hosted by someone completely different, that is completely different from the show that you do?
Yeah, because it's just, as Margaret said, unrelenting, day in and day out. Yeah, I get my phone, the show's downloaded. Oh, God, here it is again. Well, I'm so sorry. If you guys don't dig it...
Wait a minute, let me guess. We can quit?
Yeah, you can quit. You want to quit?
No.
No, I don't want to quit. You guys talking about day in, day out, it's unrelenting. There's the Phil Henry Show, that's the idea.
Yeah, but I mean every day?
Yes, and it ain't every day. Monday through Friday.
Yeah, you do the classic.
You do the classic, and then there's L Cut, the next step. It's every day, Phil.
Oh, give me a break. You guys are putting me on, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are. We just wanted to start the show different. Okay, thank you for that.
God, at least you could say it's a little bit funny.
Wasn't it slightly funny?
Yeah, I guess.
God, it sounded like you were going to cry. You went,
yeah, I guess. Yes, it was funny. Okay. Frank and Steve.
Frank is here. Steve Bozell is here. Come on in, Frank. Yeah. Just go ahead.
Yeah, kick it off, Frank. What's up? All right, well, hello, everyone. I'm Frank Gray, and hello, Steve. And how you doing, Steve?
I'm fine.
Steve Bozell's here, and Phil Henry, and hi, honey.
Hi.
And General, how are you doing? And Bud?
Hey.
I'm doing fine.
I'm here today... Because it was in September of 2021, almost a two-year anniversary, September 28th, 2021, when I told Steve Bozell here that the guy who has the highest score in golf doesn't win. I received a series of tests and emails from Mr. Bozell as recently as 3 weeks ago, questioning, are you sure? Are you sure the guy who... And I asked Mr. Bozell, have you bothered to watch a game of golf? And it responded, no, it hadn't. And so it's here today. What do you need to find out?
I'm here to find out, when you play golf,
uh-huh,
and you don't have the high... You got the lower score.
Yeah.
I just need to understand how. I watch golf on TV...
You've watched the big tournaments.
I watched a couple, yeah. And I see where it says a guy has a -3 or a -5, and the man on the announcer part says, yeah, this guy's doing good. Look at him. He's got a negative. He doesn't have as high a score as another guy.
And you understand, I said, that means it hasn't taken it as many strokes.
Now, what do you mean by stroke?
I mean the swing of the golf club.
Okay.
Take it easy, Frank. Well, I've been dealing with this chowderhead for 4 years.
Well, look, I agreed to come on here.
You wanted to come. Don't agree. You wanted to come on here.
You did request a time, Mr. Bozell.
And my name is Bozell. God.
Sorry, you did request a time.
I did, yes.
Okay, so don't say that I've dragged you on the air here. I came on here in protest because I wanted to work this out.
Well, I know you guys were on the phone together, Mr. Bozell, correct?
Yes, that is. But please call me Steve, everyone.
All right, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
All right, Steve, you were on the phone with Frank.
I was on the phone with Frank, and it was bothering me.
Hey, can I ask a question, Steve?
Yeah.
Why is this coming up now?
It's coming up now because my daughter, April Jr., wanted to go play miniature golf, and I hadn't played no miniature golf, probably... Maybe in my whole life, I don't know.
You're kidding me.
You've never played miniature golf. All right, see this? Look at this. Margaret, where are you?
Right here. Right next to you.
Oh, it says it's never played miniature golf.
Why haven't you played miniature golf?
I didn't know that it was some kind of a requirement. Oh, my God. I just have never played miniature golf.
Everybody in the world has played miniature golf, especially with kids.
My kids, they've played miniature golf with their mom, and they played miniature golf with their grandparents. and they played miniature golf. But it just so happens that I've never played miniature golf until last week when I went out with April Jr.
So it was just you and your daughter?
Yeah, my daughter and I. And I want to make it up to her because on the one-man show, she heard that I was going to call Steve April Jr. And I explained to her I was going to call the firstborn April Jr. It turned out it was a boy. And she said, "What? How could you possibly do that, Daddy?" And I said, "I made a mistake. And she looked at me like I was something that grew in fertilizer in a hothouse.
What is that?
A mushroom?
Yeah.
She looked at me like I was a mushroom.
Okay.
Oh, well, what's everybody staring at me for?
Just go ahead with your story.
So yeah, I went out and I played miniature golf with April Jr. And on the first hole, she got it in on a two, and I got it in on a three.
And you don't understand why your daughter beat you on that hole.
I said to her, "Look, Daddy took three knocks of the ball." And she said to me, my own daughter said to me, "You got to be putting me on Einstein. You can't understand."
Wait, your daughter called you Einstein?
Yeah.
Well, listen, Frank, what's your name?
Steve.
Steve, I can't fault your daughter at all. It probably was trying to get through to you the best way it knew how.
And you referring to, you can call me it, but calling my daughter it?
I don't know what's it talking about?
I explained this to you, Steve.
All right.
Now, you played miniature golf with your daughter. It beat you on the first hole. How many strokes did it take?
Yeah, she got it in like three.
Did you take additional strokes on purpose?
No, I was trying as hard as I could to get it in the hole, but I realized at the time I had seven strokes.
Hey, Steve, this is Phil, as you can see.
Yeah, I guess you're just standing right there talking to me.
Okay. I find it hard to believe that you could be so dumb.
I'm sorry, Steve, I agree.
I agree.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, Bozell.
All of you people are saying I'm dumb.
Yes, yes, yes.
Steve, this is not difficult to get, and for you to play miniature golf with your own daughter and not understanding it, something's going on.
What do you mean something's going on?
Why did you drag me back to this studio today to talk about you not understanding how it is in golf, the guy with the low score wins and the guy with a high score? I want to know what it is, as they used to say in the rhythm and blues record business. Hey, what it is, you know?
No.
Well, what is it, or what it is, that makes you dumber than a bag full of hammerheads? That's what I got to know.
Okay. I got to get back into show business.
Holy Christ.
That's it? What are you talking about?
I miss being in the spotlight. I miss being on the Phil Henry show.
I have you on the show a lot.
Yeah, but you have me on the show as a guest, and it's always about something that I did wrong or something that I boned up, something I boneheaded my way into.
Hey, look, Bozell, what are you talking about? Don't you do a stand-up comedy act?
Yeah, what about your stand-up comedy routine?
My stand-up comedy routine, I do it at the Kitty Carousel there in the men's club. I tried getting on stage down there at Mayhem, there on that new comedy club.
In Pomona?
Yeah. And I got up and I did a set for the owner, and the guy says to me, "Hey, great job, Steve. And when something opens up, we're sure to get you."
Oh, the guy was blowing you off.
Pretty much, yeah.
And so you're lying. This is your way of getting on the air.
I'm not lying about anything.
Well, your way of getting back on the air is saying, "Hey, man, explain to me how they score golf again."
Yeah.
And you drag me in here. You drag me off of my sofa, out of my easy chair, when I'm watching Bridges at Remagen on YouTube, or I'm watching one of these great movies.
I don't know what that is.
I'm watching on YouTube a number of different movies, and you drag me off of that sofa. I've got to get into a pair of pants, shoes, a vest, and a tie, and come down here.
Nobody told you to put a vest on.
Well, I wear a vest everywhere I go.
Frank wears a vest a lot.
Okay.
And I come down here to sit here and engage with your dumb ass.
All right, come on, Frank.
Hey, wait a minute.
No, I'm not. Just don't. I got this coming. Engage with your dumb ass about how it is they score golf because you simply miss the spotlight.
Is that what, Steve, what do you want? What do you think I can do for you?
I'm just thinking that maybe I haven't hosted my own show lately. You used to let me host the Steve Bozell Experience.
Okay, I mean, I don't know how many people we've had hosting the show lately.
I heard you had Ted Bell last night, and he had on Jay Santos, and Jay Santos is part of a round table.
Is that what you want?
That's what you want, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You want Ted Bell to interview you in a round table discussion of what? What kind of food? What kind of exercise? What kind of different physical regimen goes into making you a dumbass? Is that it?
Hey, you know something? Wait a minute. Wait, no. You know something? That is uncalled for, Mr. Gray.
I'm here talking to you about how they score golf and all you want to do.
All you really want to do, Steve, is just be on the air here.
I'd like it, Mr. Henry, if I could do my own show on a regular basis, just like Ms. Dooley did and Mr. Elcott does.
Yeah, that would be Bugs Wilcott.
Okay.
Steve, I haven't had a regular podcast other than Elcott The Next Step. We haven't had a regular podcast since Bobby.
And if he's going to do a regular podcast, you're putting me in there.
Margaret, I thought you were kind of, you know, retired off of the show here doing that stuff, and you wanted to stay home with the...
I know you're going to stay home with our son. What is it talking about?
I'm just saying if you're giving out slots on the Phil Henry Show website, Margaret Gray.
Yeah, I have to agree. Margaret Gray comes first. Well, you know, if that's the case, if you only got room for one.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm not just giving them out in terms of seniority. We want to make sure they're entertaining. And all you had to do, Steve, is come to me and say, hey, Mr. Henry, I'd like to be on the Phil Henry Show platform instead of coming in here with some phony baloney thing about how do they score golf?
Yeah, ready to that? It asked me, hey, Mr. Gray, how do they, I've just been bothering me for 3 years. How do they score golf again?
Well, if truth be told, I still don't get it. You got to be kidding me, man. You still don't understand. No, not really, but I don't care as much as I care about having a show.
They score golf the number of strokes it takes to get the ball in the hole. The lower number, the fewer number, the more good, the gooder.
The better you are as a golfer.
Yes, the better you are as a golfer. So when a guy gets the ball, when you're playing miniature golf with your daughter, April Jr., is that its name?
Yes, that's...
Okay. And your little girl stands there, and the love of your life, your little girl, and it stands over the ball, and it hits the ball, and it got it in, let's say, in two strokes, and it took you seven.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
That means it's better than you. Because it only took it two strokes.
Man, I can't feature that. You gotta be, you're an idiot. You are an idiot. Why would anybody want to give you a show? I understand, yes, that it takes two strokes for her to get it in the hole.
You are really, Bozell, I gotta tell you, in all my years in this world of ours, I've never met a guy with a full vacuum between the ears like you. You have a full, there's nothing there, it's a vacuum. No one, if someone shrunk down to the size of like a peanut and went inside your head, they'd suffocate.
Why are you saying that?
There's no air in there. There's nothing in there.
Okay, we got the point. Steve, let's talk behind scenes about...
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, to do this. I know it doesn't make any sense. I just need to do something besides the construction business and being on stage the other night with you.
You liked it, huh?
You thought it was exciting.
It was very exciting, even though I was made to look like a baboon's hind end, so...
Yeah, you did, too.
Okay, I don't care.
Let's talk about it. Instead of dragging Frank in here about...
the way they score golf, Bozell, now get this and get it good. The guy who takes the fewest number of strokes to get the ball in the hole is the guy what wins, okay?
God, you talk like almost like a dumbass.
Talking to you over the course of 2 years about this catbox stuff... is driving me nuts.
All right, Frank, calm down.
All right, thank you, Steve. Let's talk.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset people.
Yeah, okay. A little disingenuous, man, coming in here.
I apologize, Frank.
Oh, man. Like, you know that my balls hurt. Why would that be?
I don't know, Frank.
I have to go home and put ice on my balls. They had nothing to do with this, but that...
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, coming up next, we have Dr. Jim Sadler and Vernon Dozier on the psychological effects of these hurricanes, the one that's hitting Florida. You know, my girl Jackie is down there, and she and I have been talking about the preparation she's making, and Ryan's down there along with Stassi, and, you know, people that we know, and this is not her first rodeo when it comes to hurricanes, and there's a lot of folks that we know in the state of Florida who are going through this. So we're going to talk to Dr. Jim Sadler about the psychological import of these things and see if we can learn a little bit more. I think it's due to make landfall.
It's supposed to make landfall tonight.
Tonight, so. And it ain't, you know, the last I heard it's like a Cat 4, maybe even a Cat 5, but we'll find out. We'll be right back here, world famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Can you think of a time recently when you didn't feel you could be yourself? You know, you felt like you were hiding behind a mask. You felt like you were... you were kind of biting your tongue. You didn't want to say the things that you needed to say, or some of the things you felt like saying. Or maybe you're the kind of person, you're afraid to speak your mind because you're afraid you're going to put it the wrong way. That's a legitimate fear. You want to have the right kind of social skills, the right kind of communication skills, so that when you are communicating with people, you're doing it artfully. You're doing it in a way where people are going to want to listen to you. How about that? How about if I put it that way? You'd like to be able to communicate with people in a way so that when they hear you speaking, hey, I'd like to hear more from this guy, so that you don't sound like an abrasive slob. You know what I mean? This is all a part of the process of self-discovery. This is all a part of the process of sort of bringing yourself to the very best possible level you can, making you the best possible person you can be. And that has to do with getting yourself into good therapy, talking to the right people, and asking and answering the questions for yourself. You know, a good therapist is just sort of a guide. You're the one that is finding your way to the man, to the woman that you want to be. And one of those things I'm sure you'd like to do is to be able to communicate better with people so that when they're talking to you, it's a pleasure. And they want to hear more about what you have to say, because you can communicate clearly, artfully, and in a way that people will want to hear you. That's what good therapy can do for you, okay? How do I know? Well, I got into therapy back in my 30s when things were just going south for me in my life. I didn't know where I was going to go. I had all this talent, so I thought, but I didn't have any clue as to how to use it. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my career. I was a big, fat, you know, zero when it came to my personal relationships. And then I got into therapy, and I started to investigate all of these areas that were locked up, and I opened them up for myself, and my life changed. And I found a level of success I never thought I could have. So I'm recommending this for you, good therapy. And let me just start you off with some good people here. BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. It's flexible and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Because masks, folks, masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Phil today. Get 10% off your first month. That's help. H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/Phil. This is Malcolm Esposito. Don't forget to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's exciting. It's something I think you're going to enjoy. It's something I think you can use. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of great listening. Take it from me, Malcolm Esposito. Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 60,000 hours of some of the greatest radio, some of the greatest digital content you ever heard. There's videos. There's lots. There's a lot there. there's a lot there. Get a backstage pass today. Thank you, Malcolm.
Thank you.
At philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. World-famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Dr. Jim Sadler joining me on our newsmaker line, Dr. Sadler in San Diego. And I thought I'd have Dr. Sadler on to talk about the psychological effects of storms, weather, where you're kept inside, where you don't really have the opportunity to, you don't have the opportunity, you know, to get out and kind of clear your mind. You're locked up inside the house. There's nowhere to go, nowhere to run. There's a claustrophobia. It's all happening to people right now in Florida. I thought, Dr. Sal, I know we're in California. We don't really get hurricanes here, but that claustrophobic feeling where you can't get out and get stuff done, where you got to sit and sort of wait for this big event.
Well, you know, Phil, waiting for a big event can take many shapes and many sizes. And first of all, I want to thank you for allowing me on the air.
Yeah, it's great to have you, Doc.
And Margaret,
it's wonderful to see you, Dr. Sadler.
Yeah, it's Dr. Sadler, great to see you.
Hi, Dr. Sadler.
Hello, everyone. It's important, I think, for people to understand that a hurricane is in many ways like you, like me. A hurricane's no different from who we are. A hurricane, you were just mentioning, Phil, people wanting to be themselves, wanting to be the very best that they can be. A hurricane wants to be the very best that it can be. And if you try to stop it, if you try to make a hurricane do what a hurricane doesn't want to do, then it'll literally lift you up and throw you right into the street. okay?
Right, but I mean, a hurricane's a very destructive thing.
It absolutely is. It is. That's why a force of nature is not an intelligent being. It is a force of nature that can be very destructive, and we don't want it to pick us up and throw us into the street.
Are you saying if we get picked up by a hurricane and thrown in the street, that we have, excuse my language, pissed it off?
Well, yeah, but that's a good way of putting it. We have pissed the hurricane off by trying to stop it, and I wouldn't even say pissed it off. What we're doing is we're trying to stop the forces of a hurricane and make it do something that it wouldn't normally do. We want it, its winds to calm down. We want it to just, you know, go away. And the hurricane is there to take you and everything you own and, you know, as we said, throw it into the street. I can tell you, in my life, and I guess I'm probably admitting a little bit too much, but in my life, I'm a lot like a hurricane. Probably a lot of the folks listening right now are a lot like a hurricane. Because if you... It's hard for me to say this, Phil.
Go ahead.
If you piss me off, I'll pick you up and throw you in the street if people piss me off.
Well, that's a heck of a way of jumping into the conversation, Doc. You're sounding very hostile.
No, I'm not being hostile. I'm saying this is how we all are. Wouldn't you, Phil? Wouldn't you, Bud? Wouldn't you, Margaret? Wouldn't you, General Shaw?
I mean, if I got angry enough, I might want to physically manhandle somebody. That would take a lot of anger, and it would take a whole lot of... I'd have to have a really good reason for putting my hands on somebody.
Well, that's you. That's the difference between you and me. And that's the difference, Phil, by the way, between you, me, and a hurricane. Me and a hurricane, or I, me, and a hurricane. I forget how to say it.
You and a hurricane.
Yeah, me and a hurricane are similar in that the hurricane wants to be a hurricane, and it'll pick you up and throw you right into the street. When you say, no, Mr. Hurricane, no, you can't.
And are we really saying that to a hurricane, or are we just kind of protecting ourselves from it?
Well, by protecting yourself from a hurricane, you're saying to the hurricane, no, you don't get to be what you want to be, okay? And when someone says to me, Dr. Jim Sadler, you don't get to be what you want to be, my instinct is to grab them by the lapels of their jacket, whatever their sports jacket, whatever they wear, I don't know, and lift them up and toss them through a door out into the street.
All right, we have Coach Vernon Dozier on the line, because Coach Dozier went to your seminar last month on this very thing, controlling one's temper, on this very thing, which is using the forces within. You did a...
I did a series of lectures there at Scripps, yeah. And Coach Dozier was there.
Coach Dozier, come on in, Coach. And Coach, you were there, huh?
I was definitely there.
Okay, and what did you take? So you're there for my lectures on... finding the powers of motivation.
Yeah, I was there because I had read. I know you'd been on the Phil Henry Show, and I saw that you had.
What are you doing up at the Henry Studio in Ventura?
Because my wife and I had dinner in Santa Barbara, and Mr. Henry invited me to stop by.
All right.
Well, what's the problem?
I don't know. It just seems suspicious.
There's nothing suspicious about it.
Wait, are you here to tell me what?
I simply wanted to say, Dr. Sadler, that I heard you say that you want to throw, you know, during that lecture, you said you want to pick up a guy and throw him in the street. That's how angry you get. But you didn't put it like a hurricane.
Well, I don't know what you mean. I didn't put it like a hurricane.
You didn't say, like a hurricane, I want to pick a guy up and throw him in the street. You just said some people, and I'm quoting it directly. My wife, Mindy, is here.
You know, that's the other thing about this guy. Our wives have the same name.
My wife is Mindy.
That's the name of my wife.
Now, wait a minute.
No, my wife is Mandy, I'm sorry.
Right, my wife is Mandy.
What's your wife's name?
Hold on, don't say anything. Your wife, Coach Dozier, is what?
Is what?
What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Mandy.
Mandy.
No, I said Mandy.
Okay, my wife's name is Mandy.
All right, well, that's my wife's name.
If you guys, this is the other thing, Phil. I'll tell you what, I'm going to pick somebody up and throw them in the street.
Well, you're not talking to me, are you?
I'm just telling you, knock it off.
We're not going to go down this road, okay?
Guys, you have covered this before with this Mindy Mandy thing.
My wife is not Mindy Mandy. My wife's name is Mandy. My wife's name is Mandy.
I don't care what your wife's name is. Coach Dozier, I don't care. Let's move on now, okay?
Fine. I'm just saying, I went out to dinner with my wife tonight, and we were coming through. Mr. Henry asked me to stop by and talk to you about having seen your lecture.
All right. I'm sorry, Coach. I'm glad you came to the lecture. The whole point of that lecture was finding the power within. And I'm here talking on Mr. Henry's show tonight about the power of a hurricane and finding the power of the hurricane. And like a hurricane, I have found myself, and I say this with great honesty to you, Coach, and everybody listening. And look, I lift weights. I lift. I'm into body sculpting. I lift.
Yeah, we know that you do that.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bore you or anything.
No, but you've been out on your front lawn, oiled up, lifting weights. You've told us about it.
I don't think I said I would. Well, I guess I was.
You did. You said you oiled up, went out on your front lawn in a Speedo.
Right, you know, but I'm not out there. Well, you guys are trying to make it sound like I'm getting out of the Speedo and showing my thing.
No, I don't want to talk about this. Let's get it off of your weightlifting and get back to the question of your lecture. And we're going to talk about the hurricane.
I'd like to talk about this hurricane because I had heard your lecture. And you were talking about power and trying to control power. And I thought it was very interesting.
All right, so, but now here you are on the show. I said that I want to, that like the hurricane.
I heard what you said at the lecture. You said, like a hurricane, sometimes you want to pick someone up and throw them into the street.
That is correct, yes.
All right, and I knew that you were frustrated, but I thought it was fascinating to the point where we can marshal this kind of power and use it for good.
All right, well, here's my point. Thank you very much, Coach. I didn't mean to have words with you, but...
No, I know.
So here's what I'm saying. I go through life, and I have my challenges like anybody else. And I get home at the end of the day, and I'm frustrated, I'm angry, and I want to grab the first guy that I see, not my wife, not anybody, but I want to take the first guy I see, put him under my arm like he's a football, and just...
And just what?
Yes?
All right, here's where I... What do you want to do? It's Coach Dozier here. What do you want to do, Doc?
I want to just take him and...
You want to put a man under your arm like a football?
Yeah.
And what, ram his head into a wall?
God, listen to you. Ram his head into a wall. I'm not trying to make a joke out of it.
I'm not making a joke out of it either. Is that what you want to do?
I want to just pick a guy up like a football, and I want to throw him into the street.
Was your lecture at the Scripps, did this have to do with anger management or something?
This had to do... with marshaling the power within, Coach Dozier.
Yeah, he was talking about marshaling the power within, and it was a good lecture. And I would just say to you, Dr. Sadler, why not marshal the power within you? If you had a bad day, marshal the power within and pick something up and throw it in the street, but not a man.
Well, that's easier said than done. But I...
So, in other words, you want to do physical harm to somebody.
No, I just want, for the first time in my life... for somebody to understand what it is I'm talking about. When I do a lecture and I say, marshal the strength within, look at the hurricane down there. Look at Milton. Milton the hurricane. It's almost like it's a dolphin or something. Milton the dolphin. There's Flipper the dolphin and there's Milton the hurricane. Why can't we have that kind of benign view of a hurricane like we have of the dolphin? And so what I want to do when I am frustrated and people won't listen to me and they think I sound like some kind of a freak...
So people are still giving you a hard time about missing half your tongue?
Yeah, they are. I should never have told people that I lost half my tongue in a lion taming accident. God almighty.
Well, it is. I have to say, it is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Doc.
Go ahead with what?
Go ahead with what you're going to say about...
Oh, yeah, you're right. I just want to say that like Hurricane Milton, I want to grab someone, I don't care who, man. Man, I want to do it.
Every time we have you on the show now, Dr. Sadler, you're having a life crisis.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is absolutely true. Every time we're on the show, all of a sudden, you melt down. You have some anger management issue. You do, Dr. Sadler. I think it's time, as we've often said to a great many guests, it's time for you to step away.
Yeah, you should step away from your business and take some time off.
Oh, sure. I take time off. I want to be there, just like Mr. Bozell. I want to be where the action is, Mr. Henry.
Are you asking me for your own show, too?
No, I'm not. God, did you hear this? Mandy, he's going, are you asking me for your own show, too? That was my wife, okay? That's how funny she thinks it is.
Well, that sure isn't my wife, Mandy.
No, it's my wife, Mandy.
Okay, stop right there. So, Dr. Sadler, Coach Dozier, I think you're the guy I should ask the question of. What do you need to learn more from Dr. Sadler? You're here. You saw his lecture. You found it fascinating. You're here. And now you're hearing him say that he's so frustrated with his life that he just wants to pick someone up and throw him in the street like a hurricane.
I will just say this. I'm shocked. I thought you had a better a control over your emotional life and your direction in life, Doc, than to sit here and sound like, sit here, you sound like you're going to wet your pants or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure. Typical of a football coach to start to impugn my manhood.
No, I'm not trying to do that at all, but you're sounding so frustrated. I wish I could throw someone in the street just like a hurricane.
That's right, and that's what my lecture should have been about.
All right, so you're frustrated with your life. I don't want to deal with it, you know.
Oh, he doesn't want to deal with it. I gave you I gave you pearls of wisdom when I did my lecture, okay? And I'm telling you, when I see this Hurricane Milton and what it gets to do.
And you wish you could do what a hurricane.
You want to do what the hurricane can do.
I wish, as a man, I don't have the same rights as a hurricane. And I've got every reason in the world to pick some guy up and throw him right through a window.
Like,
oh, God, listen to that. Mandy, it's Henry. He's going, you hear my wife?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
You know what? I don't know why I'm wasting my time with you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
It's not your fault.
No, I'm sorry. We should never have stopped in.
It's not your fault, Coach.
It's not your fault, Coach. Dr. Sadler obviously is going through a life crisis.
I really did get a lot out of his lecture. And I'm sorry he's having a hard time.
Everything with him is, Dr. Sadler is a guy who has done a lot of good for a lot of people, but he's this close.
Yeah, he's this close to just violently melting down.
I think the man's violent, yes.
Yeah. Well, I you know, he talks like he's some kind of a nebbish. I'm sure I'd have no problem dealing with him, you know.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler.
Who?
It's Dr. Sadler and Lynn.
Oh, is that right? You wouldn't have any problem dealing? So if I picked you up and I threw you through a door...
Not going to happen.
You know...
Dr. Sadler, why don't you get a good night's sleep? Better yet, have yourself a drink, then go get a good night's sleep.
If I have a drink, I'm going to pick something up and throw it through a door.
Is your wife there?
Mandy, can you make me some dinner? Yeah, she'll make me dinner. Yeah,
get something to eat.
Yeah, it's going to be... I'm sorry.
Boy.
Phil really preps his shows well, doesn't he?
I had no idea.
He had no idea about what?
How sloppy this show could get.
Hey,
wait a second, Coach. It got so sloppy we brought you on the air to talk to Dr. Sadler about a lecture that you saw that coincided very neatly with him trying to talk psychologically to people who are feeling scared by the hurricane.
Yeah, and what you got was this guy and some half-mad, cackling little elf in the background. That's his wife?
Yeah, it's his wife, Mandy.
His wife?
You guys have a wife with the same name.
Okay.
You guys! All right, thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Come on, Mandy, they're kicking us out. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampry Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast 1.
And don't miss Phil's pre-show every single day, the pre-show for our subscribers.
Yes, get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.